And good morning. Welcome to In Focus on this Wednesday. Brady Bowman with you, and got a good program for you this morning. First off, though, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. Not that Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl. And I am here with Bill Kennedy of the Flint Hills Breadbasket and the director of the Flint Hills Breadbasket, Mary Beth Kiefer. Or is it Kiefer?
Kiefer.
Fine. Okay, I thought I had that right. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Brady.
All right, the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl Sunday is on its way, and it's always a big time for everybody to get together and share some good food. And this is something that the Breadbasket has been involved with for quite a while, from what I understand.
Yes, sir. When I was county attorney, Jack Parr, who was a former Kansas State University basketball player and then became a professional player, came here from Salina and challenged a group of us to start this organization called Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R, Bowl. And I was in a position as county attorney to publicize it and use a little bit of my official job to push on it. And we got a group of people outside grocery stores on Saturday morning, and we're going to do it. We've done it since, and we're going to do it again this Saturday coming. We'll be at Walmart, both Dillon's and Hy-Vee, and we'll be there most of Saturday morning begging for food.
And Mary Beth, what are you looking for with this drive?
Well, what's really nice about the Super Bowl is that, you know, I think originally it started out with just soup or something on that line, and we are usually hit pretty hard during the holidays with, you know, people needing extra food at that time and their resources maybe going other places to make their families a Christmas. And so we also take advantage of this time to also restock some of the items that we're low on other than just soup. So we hand out little slips of paper, and when people walk in, the volunteers invite people. You know, they'll hand them the slip of paper, and here they say, here's some needed items that the Breadbasket could use if you'd be interested in donating. And the items are listed on that little slip of paper, and people are so generous in Manhattan.
And that slip of paper, that's given out as they kind of walk in, right?
Exactly. Yes.
And when it comes to this, I'm sure it just works out well, right, with the timing. I mean, you have a lot of folks that are going to the stores, getting their Super Bowl parties ready, so that just kind of works out.
It is wonderful to see the spirit of volunteers, of people that come in. People come in with a whole lot of kids. They don't look like they've got a lot of money and so on, but they bring out some food because they say everybody can give something. And a can of food, some dried food, the potatoes and so on, they bring them out, and some little kid will come up and hand you something, and it just really gets all the way to your soul.
And as far as how the Flint Hills Breadbasket is doing right now, I mean, you're always asking for food year-round, not just around this time of year. How is inventory right now?
Inventory is, again, what I said just previously, is it's a little bit low right now. Some of the areas that we really could use donations in is your juice, and I mean bottled juice that's shelf-stable, not anything that needs to be refrigerated or anything like that. We need just grape jelly, simple, just plain old grape jelly. We can always use spaghetti sauce. And one of the areas we started carrying, too, is the boxes of instant potatoes. That works really, really well for families. Need some condiments like ketchup, mustard, dressings, and also need some pudding and Jell-O, the dry mixes. So those are the items that are going to be on those little slips of paper that we hand out on Saturday.
And really just simple items to grab, and it really just, you're not asking for anybody to get all these items at once, but if enough people just grab maybe an extra bottle of ketchup, just stuff like that on their way out, I mean, that makes a lot of difference.
That's a request that... You know, there's about 60,000 people in Riley County, and it would be wonderful if we could come up with one per person, 60,000 items. That's a big, big hope, but yes.
And, Bill, I understand you've been involved with the Breadbasket for quite a while. Actually, you're kind of one of the founders of it.
Oh, no.
Maybe I was mistaken.
I'm one of the I guess I'm the person that started the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Okay.
In Manhattan,
okay.
But not the breadbasket.
Still a long time involvement.
Long time involvement. It's a wonderful organization. They're careful where food goes. They're accountable on what happens to the food. It's carefully monitored. It's examined regularly by organizations to make sure that things are being done right. And
what got you involved in breadbasket and the Super Bowl?
The breadbasket had a meal called the Hunger Dinner, Mayor's Hunger Dinner, and it was at K-State Union, and they had a whole lot of tables set out, and there were eight people to a table. Two people at the table got steak and baked potatoes and butter and good rolls. Two couples got like hamburger and stuff like that, and then the remaining people at the table got red beans and rice. So everybody saw a whole panoply of possible meals. And then Jack Parr, the former K-State basketball player, stood up and told about the idea of Super Bowl, S-O-U-P-E-R, being attached to the silly football game that nobody will be happy with the results of. Because if Joe Schmuck hadn't gotten hurt in the third game of the season, then Baltimore would have beaten Boston, and then they'd be here, or Boston wouldn't be. I mean, it just goes on. Sportscasters are amazing people. But the real Super Bowl, then, is the day before. Super Bowl has become a national holiday as a football game.
Well, you know, there's a push to make Monday a national holiday, which I fully support. Make it a federal holiday. Let's all just, you know, stay in on that Monday after the Super Bowl. But that's an editorial comment. Sorry.
Well, we have to digest all the fun ads. But
right.
At any rate, Salina then through Jack Parr challenged Manhattan, and from my position as county attorney, I worked with enough charities and so on that I could just see, okay, the collection points were there, the churches, the hype for that game was there and for the name was there, and the distribution point where the food was carefully given out and monitored and so on was there, and it made it quite easy to put it together.
All right. Well, before we go and have Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins and Chuck Tannehill come into studios, maybe a quick prediction from either of you for Sunday's big game.
Not me. I don't go there. You know, I have to keep everybody happy at the breadbasket. So I'll put you down
for the pass.
I'm going to pass on that and let Bill.
I'll just make a quick prayer and say I hope that we get a whole lot of food and I hope that nobody gets injured in the game.
There we go. That's good. Yeah, that's a good sentiment. And again, just real quick before we go to break, if you want to remind folks where those collections are and when you're doing those collections.
Both Dillon's, Hy-Vee Store, and Walmart will have eager collectors outside them Saturday morning, roughly from 9 to roughly noon.
All right. There you go.
And if you can't make it there, you can always drop your donation off at the Flint Hills Bread Basket, 905 Yuma, here in town.
Perfect. Or bring it to church with you. The churches will get the food where it needs to go.
Plenty of opportunities.
Plenty of opportunities.
Thanks so much for coming on. That was Bill Kennedy of the Flint Hills Bread Basket and the director of the Flint Hills Bread Basket, Mary Beth Kiefer. More In Focus coming up after this.